This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flanédi and the Wushkitan of the Akwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices and the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunashtish for your patience as we learn. Our first guest on the program is Peter Metcalf, who conceived of and has organized the annual Juneau Public Market for 37 years. He's here to share what this year's event looks like. Peter, welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl. Well, it's very different, of course, this year since it's been canceled due to the COVID pandemic. But we have a virtual website by which fans of the public market can go to, junopublicmarket.com. And we have 30-some vendors on there. It's searchable. You know, you can type in honey and you'll get Stoke Beekeeping of Homer, or marine artists and you'll get Brenda Schwartz Jaeger of Wrangell, Stained Glass, and Neil McConaughey, and so on.
All right, so it sounds like a lot of the vendors that people are used to seeing at public market, and any new folks sign on board for this year in this virtual paradigm?
There are several that I haven't met, actually, but one is, Wave Over Mountains Designs, a local gal, Shanna Cato Burns. She's selling really beautiful silver jewelry. So there's, a good selection.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I wonder if for some folks, this kind of virtual format may be easier than coming to Juneau and spending the weekend at Centennial Hall. That may contribute to why there's some new people popping up.
Yeah, I'm sure it's easier, but it's not nearly as much fun.
Well, Peter, let's jump back a little bit for our audience who may not know too much about the public market. So you started this event almost four decades ago. How did you first come up with the idea?
Well, I was promoting music at the time, and the Juneau Convention Center was brand new, and they had a prohibited rate for live music, and I don't know, it was a light bulb moment of thinking about a public event, which was really reasonable rate. And first thing that came to mind was the public market in Seattle, the Pike Street Market, which was a favorite stop for me every time I went through Seattle. So we, frankly modeled it after that. And the first, our first public market was actually in the summer. And we scheduled it for the first time that there were six cruise ships in town. And we had so many people in the lobby, it was hard to open the doors to the ballroom, which is where we staged it. And we got more people that weekend than, I think we may have topped it a few times, but it was incredible. So we knew we were onto something. And
so what prompted the move, taking it out of a visitor season and putting it close to the holidays?
Well, it was sort of too much of a good thing. My main business is writing and publishing. And then we noticed, and I think our second year, a nice summer day, and the attendance went down. And so we just concentrated on Thanksgiving weekend, which was the natural. And it just made it all the more fun. It was, holiday season. And one thing I've always loved about the public market is you can get so many people in there and everybody's happy. It's very much a holiday mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many vendors do you typically have each year?
Well, last year we had the high watermark of about 210 vendors. It's a little hard to be precise because many people double or triple up as vendors, but we expanded to the Elizabeth Paradovich Hall. We have it in the Jack, and the Centennial Hall and Convention Center. And so we just gradually expanded over the years from, we started in 1983 in the Sheffield Ballroom and have been expanding ever since.
So who have been some of your more unusual vendors over the years?
Geez, that's a tough question. Unusual. Well, I kind of think of it as more of the type of vendors I've always really liked, but Guy Hoffman was one of them. He turned bowls, made beautiful wood bowls, and he passed away about 12 years ago, I think, maybe more. Anyway, we dedicated the public market to him. And then Gershon Cohen, who's well known for water quality issues around Southeast, he was actually a potter, and he made large pots, and we still have one of his pots. I think of him occasionally when I look at the Christmas cactus.
Very good.
So, and then we've had a lot of different food vendors, and dessert crepes was a favorite, and that gal is now down on the has a street vendor during the summer, and just really tasty stuff. But so it's just a wide variety of things.
Yeah. Do you have any vendors that have been with you since the beginning?
I don't think so. I think, T. Terry Harvey, Armadillo Cafe, he was one of the originals, but his tenure ended about 15 years ago. And then but Betty Bill of Milton, Washington, she has family here, and she's been coming for over 25 years. And Mark Kelly is another longtime vendor, but and he's kind of my benchmark. I asked Mark how he's doing, and it's always been 10%, 15% better than the year before. So, but I do want to mention here that this is a family operation. My wife Sandy is key to it with the keeping our finances straight, and then my nieces and nephews and children of friends of mine have grown up in the public market. And that's something I really miss, because you see these kids get 1 year older every year, and they're maturing and, becoming like my now 12-year-old niece. Last year, my sister said, I think Maggie could run this thing. Very responsible young lady, and really into working the public market.
Yeah, I was going to ask what it takes to put this on every year. Do you start planning for the next year as soon as, right December 1st? Are you already actively working on what's going to happen the next year? What does it take to pull this all together?
Yeah, it's something, if you do a little bit every day, it's not overwhelming. It's maybe 30 minutes in the morning, and I can. But I started, generally start around April, and get people settled, and then reach out to new vendors and get them settled. And then there's people are withdrawing or trying to get in. And it's kind of remarkable. It just always works out. If somebody wants in, they get in eventually. But when you're dealing with 200 plus vendors, it can be a bit challenging at times. But and then when we bring it together for the week of the public market, I have a seasoned crew, like my nephew Luke has been working for me since he was 7, and he knows how to put all the panels together. He's now an adult, mid-30s. And so the crew puts it together, and I just have to walk in and kind of straighten out the lines occasionally. But and then when it happens, it's pretty much running itself. I mean, I have to deal with issues, but it becomes fun, because I'm greeting all my friends who are coming through the door, and kind of feel like a politician. It's like on a normal day, I see somebody, I'm struggling to remember their names, but for some reason it clicks in during the public market, and I'll just be able to reel off one name after another. So it's really quite fun.
Yeah. So just to go back to where we started in our conversation, this year it does look different. It's going to be an online website where those who are looking to find some unique artisan gifts can go to the website. Can you give us that website again?
JunoPublicMarket.com. And remember, when you get to it, especially if you're on an iPhone, there are 5 tabs. You have to scroll down a little bit on an iPhone or a smartphone to find them, the tabs. But on the desktop, it's right at the top, and there's a searchable window. And so just start scrolling through and click through. This is not, one thing we didn't mention, this is not a shopping cart site. This is a click through. So everybody's website is listed. You just click through their post and you'll get to their website. And many of them are offering free shipping and discounts and so on. But you're not, this is not a one-stop shopping experience. It's, you got to go to each website to get what you want.
Okay, terrific. So again, the website again for our audience is
JunoPublicMarket.com.
Okay, Peter Metcalf, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
And we look forward to talking to you next year with hopefully a completely back to normal live event.
We hope so.
All right, take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.